Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect light rain showers and a fresh breeze, highs 15, lows of 12. Tuesday we can expect strong winds and light rain showers, highs 14, lows of 10. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs 17, lows 13. Thursday we can expect light cloud and a fresh breeze, highs 17, lows 13. And Friday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs 17, lows 13. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Islefight's news this week, crime rates at for Islefight Festival 2021 have been revealed this week, and the statistics show there were fewer offences than at the 2019 event. A large fall in thefts was among the findings of police over the weekend of September the 16th. Officers received reports of 16 this year, down from 33 2 years ago. Although the number of assaults, public order and hate incidents fell, officers did receive 8 reports of sexual offences and 10 drug offences. The force said it made a number of significant arrests in relation to some of the offences, and some remain live investigations. Superintendent Claire Jenkins said the dedicating policing operation at the Islefight Festival this year was a success. Meanwhile, local energy experts at the Footprint Trust charity are urging islanders to act if their energy company has gone bust. The charity has pointed out that customers should not worry about loss of power, as gas and electricity will still be supplied even if their energy supplier goes out of business. The gas and electricity regulator, Ofgem, will move them to a new supplier, and this usually takes a few weeks. Speaking on behalf of the Trust, their general manager, Ray Harrington Vale, said, "The most important thing to do if you have an online account is to log into it, check your balance, and download any bills. Keep all your old bills, as these can help prove your payment history and to get back any overpayment. Anyone struggling with their utility bills or needs any guidance on reassurance can call the Trust on 01983 822 282. Finally, the shortlist for the 2021 Community Radio Awards has been revealed. Vectis Radio has been nominated for 6 awards, the Station of the Year and Including Award, and for Outside Broadcast, nominated in the Live Event or Outside Broadcast of the Year category was a live carol concert from the car park of a large Tesco store in Ryde last December. Broadcast to the island and receivable by those in their cars at the concert, the organiser, Pastor Oli Tucker of Grace Church Islefight, said, "With lockdown imminent, a group of churches and Vectis Radio found a way to celebrate the Christmas story. In the middle of a supermarket car park, 150 cars gathered and radios tuned in to hear the age-old story of God coming into his world. We sang Hark the Herald and we honked our horn to Hosanna in Excelsis. 2020 may not have had the Islefight Festival, but Christ and his Christmas brought light and life to the island and all through our radios. We are thrilled with this nomination."
That's all.
I'm Jasper Haycott's O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 1st of October 1949 was when the People's Republic of China was formed. Following an intermittent civil war that started in 1927, the Chinese Communist Party formed the People's Republic of China, led by Mao Zedong. Communism is a system of ruling in which all property is owned by the community, and everybody gives and receives according to their needs. The 1st of October 1964 was when the Japanese bullet train system began service. Nicknamed due to its high speed, the bullet trains have a maximum operating speed of 200 miles per hour. The original line, which connects three of Japan's largest cities, is one of the busiest high-speed rail lines in the world. There has never been a single injury related to collision or derailment in the whole history of the bullet train. The bullet train has transported over 5.6 billion passengers in total since its opening. The 1st of October 1969 was when the Concorde plane first travelled faster than the speed of sound. The first flight of the plane was in March earlier in the year. The high prices of tickets meant that Concorde flights were mainly used by rich people who could afford the cost in exchange for luxury service and speed. Concorde flew transatlantic flights in half the time compared to other airliners. However, a crash and increased maintenance prices resulted in Concorde's retirement in 2003.
That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself. And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence. I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is saxatile, S-A-X-A-T-I-L-E. It refers to anything which is living or growing on or amongst rocks. It can be used in the sentence, "The yellow alyssum saxatile is one of the most beautiful spring flowers, however it is rarely seen in this area." The word saxatile originated from the mid-17th century from the Latin word saxatilis, or from the word saxum, which means rock. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays of the week. Number 1. World Habitat Day, on Monday the 4th of October, focuses on making housing more available to all members of the community, emphasising the necessity of everyone having a safe place to sleep at night. A lot of low-income homes do not give a sufficient standard of living. Shelter, despite being a basic human right, is not something that everyone is fortunate enough to have. Those who do may be complicit in taking it for granted. This day has the potential to improve the lives of others by raising the standards of living situations. Number 2. Do Something Nice Day, on Tuesday the 5th of October, is a holiday that urges everyone to do something nice for someone else. People can become engrossed in their busy lives and are not always as polite to others around them as they could be. Fortunately, people may help to solve this situation by taking the time on this day to show a little kindness to those they come into contact with. Perhaps taking the effort to do something good for someone else will lead to a practice of doing something nice throughout the year. Number 3. Egg Day, on Friday the 8th of October, honours these delicious little packets of delectability, as well as the part they play in the daily lives of people across the world. Eggs, arguably one of the oldest foods known to man, have played a significant part in human life and health from the dawn of time. They also serve as the foundation for some of the most delectable breakfast meals and culinary additives, including mayonnaise, the most ideal of sandwich condiments. The for Day serves as a reminder for people to investigate for parts of history that eggs occupy. And finally, number 4, World Mental Health Day, on Saturday the 10th of October, is an annual public awareness day dedicated to raising awareness of mental health issues that affect individuals all over the world. The day provides an opportunity for mental health practitioners to debunk myths associated with mental illness. It can also assist people in recognising when their acquaintances or family members may require attention. This holiday has been honoured in over 100 countries since 1992, and it has had a profound impact on people's lives. That's all. Join us next week for some more obscure holidays of the week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Matt Hancock, who's a politician, born in 1978, he's 43. Tyson Chandler, who's a basketball player, born in 1982, who's 39. And Chloe Meadows, who's a reality star, born in 1992, who's 29. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Isle of Wight news this week, for Isle of Wight is the area most hit by Britain's rental shortage, figures from Rightmove show. Since summer 2019, the island has seen an 82% fall in the number of properties available to rent, the biggest decline across the country. The analysis measures current rental availability against pre-pandemic levels and compiles 400,000 rental listings between June and July 2021 and June and July 2019. As well as a decline in available rental properties, the island has also seen a 376% increase in tenant competition. A staycation hotspot, the Isle of Wight has seen landlords cash in on properties or rent properties on shorter holiday lets. Meanwhile, Ventnor's gardeners have come up smelling of roses at the annual South and Southeast in Bloom competition. Historic Ventnor Park and the town's spectacular seafront cascades caught the judges' eye and delivered the town council and local contractors John O'Connor Grounds Maintenance coveted Silver Gilt Awards. Ventnor Park dates from the 19th century and covers an area of about 7 acres. The tranquil surroundings feature landscaped grounds over a range of different levels, with mature trees, shrubs and herbaceous and bedding borders, a bandstand, a meandering stream with gentle falls and a putting green. Judges paid tribute to the dedication of a small team of gardeners who keep the park looking its best, and gave special mention to Jackie Tiller and her husband Richard, who run the putting green, which they described as a joy to behold. Finally, the future of a former Prezzo building in Newport has been revealed as Loungers looks to set open the Corio Lounge on Newport's High Street. It was back in February this year that Prezzo permanently closed its only Isle of Wight restaurant, with the building sitting empty since. Now it has been confirmed that Loungers UK, a chain of 140 plus bars across the UK, will be taking on the premises which once housed Newport's post office. A total of 25 jobs are expected to be created by the opening of Corio.
That's all.
I'm Jasper Haycott-Sotal.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.